Then you introduced these programs. You introduced Infocom.
Infocom was a way to send orders from one shop to another by, at that time, a telex machine. Western Union originally was the one that sent a lot of orders. And then later, when florists needed to send an order, they did a Western Union from one shop to another shop. Actually, FTD was florist telegraph delivery. Then telephones became more popular. So we had it where they could have a terminal in the shop. It was like a telex machine like they had in the Western Unions. Florists would put the order on that and send it to another one of our shops on telex so they would know who had another machine like that. The telex machines were quite big and really were going obsolete. So we dealt with Western Union, and we had what they call the Infocom. It would go through their computers, and it would be sent directly to another shop that was on this network. So it was a forerunner to the Internet. It was a little ahead of its time. The machines were not as reliable as we needed, so we closed the Infocom network and started another network with General Electric being the host, and we started another network of sending orders with computers.
Did your competition use the same system that you introduced, Infocom, or were you the only one using that?
FTD had started a network later. I can't remember the name of their network. We tried a second one, which was, I think, called Americom, but it was just ahead of our time. The florist didn't want to use it. It later became very popular, and people used terminals now to send orders all the time. But we were just ahead of our time.
Then you did introduce, like in 1980, you introduced a 50-cent rebate?
That's right. I referred to it a little bit earlier. Every time they sent an order, they would receive 50 cents, as long as the account was current. And then later, we moved the 50-cent rebate to a dollar rebate. Then we also had promotions at time that if they would send $1,500 worth of orders through us in a three-month period of time, we'd give them an ice cream machine. There was a savings and loan in town, went out of business, had a lot of electric ice cream makers, also hand crank ones. So we came out with a promotion, if you send $1,500 in 3 months, we'll give you a hand crank ice cream maker. And if you send out $3,000 worth, we'll give you an electric one. Those promotions were unbelievable. And later we had sets of luggage. If you send 200 orders in a month, we will give you a four-piece set of luggage. And we had so many customers, I mean, they would just give us all their orders for that period of time, which in turn, they could receive more orders, they'd start sending more orders, and it just fed on itself.
Did you ever hear from FTD or TDS? You had signed up, what, 5,000 florists probably by this time?
We signed up 1,000 a year.
So maybe you had 5,000.
Right.
They were in the 20,000 range, I suppose.
15,000 to 20,000.
Okay, so you still were new, but you were growing. Did you get any sense that they were looking at you, that they knew about you?
Well, that's when they copied us. When we were in business 5 years, FTD came out with, it's here, no charge sending, plus reduced clearinghouse charges. So it took them 5 years, but they were introducing it as it was the first time this ever happened, although we'd done it 5 years earlier. So they started in competing with us after 5 years on no charge sending. That's when we went to discounts, then we went to rebates. They never did compete with us with the luggage and ice cream makers and TVs and whatever else, but they did compete with us on no charge sending.
But when you saw that, you thought, oh, I'm on to something big. And it looks like somebody's written something at the top of this book.
I put on the top of the directory, the October-November FTD directory, always keep this copy, because it was a big day to me when that directory came out and they had to tell everybody, no charge sending is here.
This giant, this Goliath, his knees were beginning to weaken.
Well,
had to give in to what you had done.
There's no question. They knew we were on the block.
Right. You also introduced it, 800 toll-free number.
That's right. We really pushed 800 numbers so that they would communicate with us. We moved to Oklahoma City when I originally started my business. I could have started it anywhere. And I'd worked in all 50 states. But I felt the people in Oklahoma really did the best job because we would be calling on the florist one-on-one somewhat, but we'd also be dealing with them on the phone. And I just felt that the Oklahoma people were much friendlier and warmer, and people enjoyed dealing with people from Oklahoma more than anywhere else.
You moved into another huge building, which you bought. 12,000 square foot office building?
That was in 1976, I believe.
And that's when you expanded services into Mexico and Canada?
Yes, once we had more space, we started to grow again. Well, we always were growing, but grow at a faster speed. And we moved into first Canada and then Mexico. I'd had relations with the shops in Mexico when I had been with Florifax, so it was just a matter of renewing that. And we had the best connections down there of any service.
You were having fun now, weren't you?
It was more fun than you can ever believe. And every day it would seem to be better. I know my brother and I talked about it quite often, how we just couldn't believe it was going this fast. Then actually in 1982, we were deciding we needed more space. And that's when we built the first building specifically for AFS as a wire service.
How big a building was that?
That was a 45,000 square foot building. We completed that, I think it was in 1982. We sometimes get a little impatient. Our builder was going to have it ready September 30th, and we were going to move in September 30th of 82. They had it almost ready, but they were messing around, didn't have the carpet down, didn't have some of the painting done. I told them we were going to move in, and they didn't have it ready September 30th. So I said, we're going to move in October 10th, whether you're ready or not. October 10th, we had a moving company, and all we had to do was move across an alley. And one day we moved in. Some of the desks were on concrete floors. Some of the offices weren't painted. When the contractor showed up Monday morning, he was shocked to see we were doing business in that building. I said, you know, I kept my word. I told you I was moving in October 10th. The next weekend, they got it wrapped up, but we do move forward.
Yeah. But while all that was going so well, then on your personal life, your first marriage ends in divorce.
That's right. Judy did a great job and was a hard, very hard worker, but the company couldn't have two bosses. She helped start it, but I had to take the office alone, and I think that's what hurt us. And I was working 18 hours a day, so I'd have to take the responsibility for that divorce because I just was not a husband. I was working.
And then you remarried.
Yes.
And you married?
Jody Bourne.